Let's just start with your first impressions of being here in New England for the rookie minicamp.
It's very exciting. You know, it's a great opportunity for me and for the rest of my fellow rookies. And we're just looking forward to going to work, and we've already started, and we just want to keep it going.
What are you looking to accomplish?
First of all, just do whatever I can to help the team. You know, just kind of be here, be seen, just working as hard as I can, and try to establish myself.
You mentioned you already got started. What have you done?
Well, we've just done some preliminary stuff. I've gotten up there on the practice field a bit, kind of working with the coaches, and it's all going really well.
What is it now like starting from ground zero for you after your college career, kind of coming back to this point?
For me, it's exciting. You know, it's been a lifelong dream to play in the NFL, and especially for a great organization like the Patriots. You know, it's just awesome. It's very exciting, and like I said, I can't wait to get started.
What have the last 2 weeks been like for you?
It's been a kind of a roller coaster ride. Just getting the call on draft day was awesome, and after that, going back to Fayetteville and continuing to work out, get ready for my first appearance here in Foxborough, and just getting ready to go.
Did they give you any sort of homework, anything to learn about the defense as you prepared for this weekend?
Not really. You know, they just expected me to come here in tremendous shape and ready to work.
Do you imagine what you had to be able to rush the passer in college, those skills will apply in the pros?
If I continue to work hard, I hope so. College is done. You know, it's I'm a professional now, and I need to work and act accordingly.
Any interaction yet with any veterans?
A little bit. It's mostly rookies and coaches right now. The veterans are here in the morning. They're doing their own thing. We're trying to get integrated into our own system so that we can join them on Monday and just get on the train.
I guess you graduated degree in finance already. What are your aspirations beyond football?
I thought about it. My dad's an attorney. I've always been interested in law school. So hopefully if there's some time after football or even while I'm playing, if I could pursue that, that'd be great. But for right now, I'm worried about football 100%. I'm lucky and blessed to be a Patriot, and I'm going to work hard every day.
You're working on your master's program. Is it finished there? You still have?
I didn't finish my master's. I graduated with a finance degree, and I was working on my master's, but I never finished it.
When you walk in that room and you see the nameplates, Brady, Gronkowski, Hernandez, Super Bowl players, is it sort of intimidating the first time?
Well, this team has plenty of great players on it. There's no doubt about that. To even be in the same locker room as guys like that is very humbling. But I want to come in here and work and prove that I belong with guys like that.
Thank you very much.
What was it like being a third-generation player in Arkansas?
Well, that was great. Playing in Arkansas was another goal of mine from when I was young. And to be able to accomplish that and play the same place my father, grandfather, and uncle did was great. But like I said, that's in the past. That's all over with now. And I'm so excited to be here.